together too. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo, it's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Nine minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Get down on it.
Union dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha da ba da ba da ba da. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in. So you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall.
Seven minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball. minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the Eastern Coast, caught in the wind, dawn of your eyes, just stop when you say yes. You make me trust, I will never keep you from an open door. I know, you know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
A beautiful Friday night in Frisco, Texas. Happy to be with you high atop Riders Field. I'm Chris Jarrett, and the Rockhounds and Rough Riders continue their six-game series tonight with a 7:05 first pitch time. Good one last night. Frisco on the winning side of things. They overcame the 4-0 deficit to Midland. And a big three-run bottom of the sixth inning helped propel the Rough Riders to end a three-game skid. And they topped the Hounds last night 6-4, the final score. I've got Zach Bigley to my left. Zach, it felt like a game where it was just a nice surge of momentum. And it happened at home where the Rough Riders, they haven't played 500 ball here this year, but good to see them make some big plays offensively where we've talked about it's been frustrating to see the winning things they've done, but not on winning ends of box scores at the end of the night.
Yeah, it seems like they've had good pitching, but they haven't had good hitting, and they've had, you know, the vice versa as well, just haven't been able to put it together in one good game. But last night they did. Big come from behind victory, the four runs, their largest comeback win of the year. And ultimately, this is a team that may fall a little bit short of the playoffs. We'll see here in these next couple weeks, but they've had a lot of good moments, and one was last night where the Rough Riders really put everything together well and got really good bullpen pitching. That's been the strong suit this year, even with some of the new faces that have come in over the last few days. The bullpen has been very strong, and they'll certainly look for that to continue here in this series and going forward through the whole season. But we're going to really look forward to see Cody Bradford on the mound today. The Riders starter, who has been really good his last four outings, his best start of the year, 5 2/3 innings to pitch, very tough team to pitch against. I think this is going to be a really good barometer as to how he's doing so far and how he's turned things around from a tough start at the beginning of the year, because he hasn't pitched well here at home, Chris, and looking to turn that around.
When you mentioned the bullpen last night, Tyler Thomas, Grant Anderson, and Fur Ozuna, they combined for five innings after four from lefty starter Avery Weems. Weems striking out seven. And then you've got those three guys of Thomas, Anderson, Ozuna to give you five innings, scoreless. Just one hit allowed, and it was by Ozuna in the ninth, where he'd bring the tying run aboard and the go-ahead run to the plate. But two strikeouts, he sat down the last three batters faced. But seven strikeouts, just two walks from those three bullpen arms. One of the new faces that you touched on, Joe Corbett. He's our pregame guest. We're going to have a chance to talk with him. A two-parter. We'll have part one of a two-part interview with Mr. Joe Corbett on the other end of our first break. Frisco in Midland with a 7:05 start time at Riders Field as they continue the six-game series against the Rock Counts tonight, again, at 7:05. We'll step aside, come back with us, and hear our chat with one of the new faces on a Frisco roster. It's Mr. Joe Corbett. He joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much. The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
It's one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jared with you in a 7:05 first pitch time between Frisco and Midland on Friday night. We've got the opportunity now to be joined by one of the newer pitchers in town, Mr. Joe Corbett. Joe, appreciate your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. Just looking at this ballpark right now, it's beautiful. A pretty hot day, but it's beautiful. I'm just happy to be here. I'm excited.
Hardly a cloud in the sky and a Friday coming up too. You were able to take the field and wear Riders uniform and appear in a game for the first time recently. What did it feel like to be able to take them out at the AA level and be able to appear in a game recently? What was going through your mind?
I got in the game on Wednesday. I got introduced to AA pretty quickly, fairly quickly. The second pitch, I gave up a home run. So, I literally gave up the home run, and I was like, oh, no. And I was standing on the mound. I was like, Joe, welcome to Double A.
Yeah.
And then after that, I pitched just fine and got threw up a zero after that. So, but it was good to get that first one out of the way. Probably pitch one more time this week, either today, Sunday, or Saturday, and just kind of just this first week, just kind of experiencing this this great ballpark and my new teammates and just enjoying the experience, but trying to stay locked in.
Impressions from coaches and players that you've picked up here in the early stretch?
Coming from high A, I would say it's a little more relaxed here. I've noticed everyone just kind of does what they need to do in order to be ready to play. So I'm kind of just like, I'm 25, so I kind of fit right in with the age-wise, but I'm kind of just keeping my mouth closed right now and just watching guys, see how they go about their day, go about their business, and kind of trying to do stuff similar to that. So I'm just trying to just find my kind of routine right now and just see what I can do to make me be ready to pitch out there.
Native of Edmond, Oklahoma, growing up, or at least in that area, what was that like growing up in that town, and what do you know about hometown that maybe that you miss?
So I'm actually from Oklahoma City. I know Jeff Andrews from Edmond, but I'm from Oklahoma City, which is, you know, 5 minutes. But I had a fun childhood growing up there. Great parents that raised me the right way, and you know, I wouldn't be here without both my parents and all my family. Like, they took me to all these baseball camps. My dad took me out to the ballpark, threw me BP, played catch with me. So every person that's ever helped me, you know, appreciate you guys. And I wouldn't be here without you. And I think I grew up in a great spot with great people that allowed me to get to where I'm at now.
You mentioned chess club in middle school, and chess is kind of seems to be a hot thing in the clubhouse. What was it about chess that drew you in and kept you around playing that?
Yeah, it caught me playing chess in there. It's a mental game, and it's very similar to pitching, honestly. Like, way before I became a pitcher, I was always interested in, like, kind of just using my mind and bending it, like, just because chess is kind of a mind game. So just I like using my mind and being fooled and, like, learning from things, and you can honestly take that out to the mound a little bit. Like, you know, it's a very mental game out there, and if you're not in a good mental headspace, you can fail out there. So chess has just always been fun. It's, you know, I'll take chess over checkers any day.
You started in your college ball out of high school at Little Rock.
Yep.
What got you from out of high school to get to Little Rock? What was it that stood out about the program that got you there?
Honestly, the guy who recruited me, Roland Fanning, he saw me at the time. He was at Oklahoma State University. He was a coach there, Rock, and he said I was the first guy he called, and he's probably him and Corey Hall at West Texas A&M. Those two guys are the best two recruiters I've ever met, and it's like you just can't say no to those guys. And that was my first and only Division I offer, so took it, ran with it. Spent 2 years at Little Rock, so had a good time there. And we're going there next week, so I'm pretty excited.
Nice. Was going to talk to you about West Texas A&M as well. What was it about the two programs in terms of experience that you gained there that helped get you sharp for the next level?
Definitely gained valuable experience at both colleges. Like, I was a little younger, more mature at Little Rock, so I ended up leaving after 2 years and going to West Texas. Everything just kind of worked for me at West Texas. It was a great town, great people. My baseball career excelled. I ended up being All-American, you know, pitcher of the year there, and just I think it was because of the people around me, the culture there, and I loved it, and I just committed to my craft there and ended up getting, you know, I remember I was going to the pre-draft workout here, and Kip told me right over there, like, we want to make you a Texas Ranger. So, you know, those 2 years were very special, and they definitely, I like to think, like, if I would have gone anywhere else, I don't know if I'd be here right now. So West Texas A&M, you know, thank you very much. That place is my second home, and yeah. So it was awesome.
That's the first part of a two-parter that we had the opportunity to catch up with Mr. Joe Corbett. Not a wasted word, and didn't fail to thank everyone that's had a hand in his road through baseball. An awesome guy to chat with, and looking forward to part two of that interview, and we'll air that tomorrow, pregame, before tomorrow's Saturday night contest between Midland and Frisco. We'll step aside one more time in the pregame show. 7:05, first pitch between the Rock Hounds and the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home plate meeting going on between the Rough Riders manager, Jared Gettert, Rockhounds manager Bobby Crosby, and our umpire crew tonight. Behind the dish, Isaiah Sparba. He's the crew chief. Casey James up the third baseline, and Ray Patchen over at first base. It's the crew that we had when we opened this series on Tuesday afternoon, a 12:05 start time between the two. Take a look now at today's starting pitchers, and we have the opportunity to prelude it a little bit, but for the Rough Riders, now the man with the most starting experience on the Rough Riders roster, it's Cody Bradford. The native of Aledo, Texas, was taken in the sixth round in the 2019 draft out of Baylor, 24 years old. Cody 4-3 this season, a 6.80 earned run average, and tonight making his 12th start, which is a team high. The month of June has been really solid for the lefty Bradford. He threw 4 innings in Wichita, 5 2/3 against Amarillo. The 5 2/3, a season high for Bradford. He struck out 8 and only 3 walks for him in the month of June, backed by 10 strikeouts and a 1-0 record, hoping for Bradford to continue that. His mound opponent, Jeff Criswell, newly up from the high A level. Criswell taken out of the University of Michigan in the 2020 draft in the second round. And Criswell, after a tough debut summer in 2021, only appeared in 5 games and was shut down to only 5 games for about 4 months with a left shoulder strain in 2021. He's really in his first fully healthy pro summer and has spent the entire time at the high A level. So now spending it up with the Midland Rockhounds and making his double A debut tonight. Criswell, in the 2022 year, though, 2-3 win-loss record, 3.78 earned run average. This will be his 11th start of the season. But again, Criswell making his double-A debut with the Rockhounds at Riders Field tonight. Fans continuing to pile in. The Rough Riders starting to file down the stairs into the home dugout, and they're in the home cream uniforms tonight. Midland in the blue jerseys, gray pants. And we've got first pitch right around the corner. National anthem time at Riders Field. Zach Bigley joins us for the call of the game next between Midland and Frisco on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come into zone. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at RidersBaseball.com for tickets, or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
On a beautiful day for baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in action against the Midland Rockhounds. And after a come-from-behind victory last night, the Rough Riders look to make it two in a row. Hi, everybody. Hi atop Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. He's Chris Jarrett. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along on what should be a very fun night for baseball with a thrilling pitching matchup out in front of us. And as Cody Bradford is taking his warm-up tosses right now, Chris, let's take a look at those starting lineups.
Let's do it. First for the Rockhounds, Zach, the second baseman, Max Schumann, at the top of the card. Logan Davidson bumping up to the two spot, the third baseman. He'll bat on either side, the switch hitter. J.J. Schwarz, the designated hitter, batting third. And Jordan Diaz at first in the cleanup role. Jeremy Eierman, the shortstop, bats fifth. The left-handed catcher, Kyle McCann, batting sixth. And 7-8-9 for Midland of the left fielder, Marty Bakina. Right fielder, Shane Selman. And in center, the left-handed hitting, Chase Calabui. Quickly for the Rough Riders, on their offensive side of the card, the left fielder, J.P. Martinez, at the top spot. Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop, with Blaine Krim at first, batting third. And Sandro Fabian, the cleanup hitter and the designated hitter tonight. Trey Hare at second. He'll bat fifth. Kellen Strom in right field, batting sixth. And 7-8-9 of Jax Biggers at third. Josh Stowers in center. And the catcher, Jordan Procession, rounding out the bottom of the card.
Ready to do this, partner?
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Friday night.
Yeah, yes, you bet. It's a beautiful night for baseball and good crowd in attendance here at Riders Field. Ready to see Cody Bradford down on the mound, who is looking to turn his tides around here at home. His home and road splits are extreme. 4-3 with a 6.8 ERA, which has dwindled down over his last four outings. But here at home, 0-3 with a 12 ERA, as opposed to a 4-0 record with a 3.16 earned run average on the road. He looks for that good road start here today, or good home start, I should say. It's his sixth overall start here at Riders Field. Max Schumann is in from the right side against the left-hander Cody Bradford, and we're set for baseball from the Metroplex. Here's the windback and the first pitch of the game. A fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike at 90 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. We're underway just a minute tardy at 7:06 on a very warm day here in North Texas. Windback in the 0-1. just slips inside. A heater misses, and it's one ball and one strike. 96 degrees, our first pitch temperature, with a feels like of 100 on the dot. Wind back, 1-1. Swing and a miss. Change up away. And it's one ball and two strikes. Sun shining up above. Not a lot of wind to speak of either. Just 7 miles per hour blowing softly out to left field. And take a look at the flags on the batter's eye. There's hardly any movement. That's a welcome change, especially for Bradford. Here's the wind back and the 1-2. High and tight. It's two balls and two strikes. When he had a lot of his troubles here at home early on in the season, there were hard winds blowing out to left field at 20-plus miles an hour. 2-2. Inside. Three balls, two strikes. His toughest start was against Northwest Arkansas, allowing 10 runs over 2 1/3 innings in this building. He looks in for a sign. He's ready to go in the payoff pitch. A hard liner into shallow left field that drops in right in front of J.P. Martinez. A single for Max Schumann to lead things off. First base runner aboard against Bradford. That brings Logan Davidson, the switch hitter, to the plate, adding from the right side. Just underway in the top of the first inning. Bradford making his third start against these Rockhounds in his career. One last year, one this year. Allowed just two runs over five innings his first time out at Midland. Back on April. First pitch. That catches the inside corner. A called strike, and it's 0-1. Heard for the emphatic strike call there from Isaias Barba, our home plate umpire. Ray Patchen. Yeah, Ray Patchen down the first baseline. Casey James, our third base umpire. 0-1. Just a bit low. One ball and one strike. Bradford, the Aledo, Texas native, went to Baylor University. Sixth round selection out of Baylor in 2019. 24 years old. He's ready from the stretch. Looks over at first in the 1-1. Just low off the outside corner. And it's a two ball and one strike count now in the third baseman, Davidson, who's had some troubles in this series. 1-for-11 so far. Former top five prospect in the A's organization, now down in the 20s. First round selection of the A's a few years ago. Bradford deals. Just inside. Three balls, one strike. Cody Bradford this year, making his 12th start, 43 2/3 innings, 41 strikeouts to 17 walks. As we talked about a little bit in the pregame show, he has been really good as of late. He readies in the 3-1. That one misses down, I guess. Didn't miss by much, and it's ball four. Wow. Cody Bradford cannot believe that he didn't get that call, and Jordan Procession is talking with Isaias Barba behind home plate. Really couldn't tell where that was. It looked like it was right down the heart. But it is a walk, and the first two have reached here in the first inning.
And Bradford likes, especially to right-handed hitters, tries to run it in, and then on a left-handed hitter, Davidson, the switch hitter, wants to try to have it over the plate, and of course tailing away. And they've been close. They've been flirting right around the edge of the zone. It's been tough trying to find and nibble at that edge so far.
Here's J.J. Schwarz in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down low and inside. It's 0-1. That's the thing about Bradford. He's a high velocity, or not a high velocity guy, I should say. He relies on a lot of swing and miss up and out of the zone, but things very tough for him. Closed off from the stretch, the 0-1. Soft tapper foul at the plate, and it's 0-2. He also relies a lot on his defense, or he has this year at least. And here it is. J.P. Martinez out in left field. Josh Stowers in center, and Kellen Strom in right field. Jax Biggers at third. Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop. Trey Hare at second. Blaine Krim at first, and Jordan Procession does the catching today for Bradford. Fourth time he's caught him in 12 starts this year. Bradford ready from the stretch, looks back to second, the 0-2. High pop-up, right side, foul territory, long run for Krim. He runs in a room at the tarp and watches it go into the seats. Still no balls, two strikes. No score, top of the first inning, two aboard. Nobody out. Trouble situation for Cody Bradford, who has the infield up the middle behind him in double play depth. With Ornelas at short and Hare at second. Schwarz is having a good series, 4-for-9 at the plate. Bradford ahead 0-2, he offers home. Got him swinging off the outside corner. Fastball off the outer edge, and Cody Bradford picks up a huge strikeout here in the first inning. One out, and Jordan Diaz, the first baseman, stands in, who has also had a monster series. Diaz, just 21 years old, a top 30 prospect for the A's, hitting 308 on the year, 11 homers, and 38 runs batted in. He's homered twice in this set. Runners at first and second, one out, top of the first, no score. The pitch, a high fly ball lifted down the left field line, long run Martinez, and he watches it go into the second row stands, a foul ball. 0-1. Bradford has thrown first pitch strikes to each one of the four batters he's seen so far in the first, and trying to work out of a runners at first and second. Nobody out jam. Ahead on Diaz, he readies. Stub high, and it's one ball and one strike. Bradford had his best start of the season his last time out against Amarillo. 5 2/3 innings shutout baseball. He allowed 5 hits, struck out 8, and walked 1. 1-1 pitch on the inside corner. Strike 2, right at the belt. Well-placed pitch by Bradford, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes on Diaz. The 8 strikeouts, not a season high. Bradford struck out 10 back against Tulsa on the road on May 13th, but his first shutout performance of the year. The pitch, a high pop-up right side and foul out of play, still 1-2. He did have one other quote-unquote shutout performance, but it was just a one-inning performance against Wichita on May 31st in a game in which he was supposed to do a full start, but rain shortened that game. In the second inning, 1-2. A line drive looped down the right side and foul. Right at the end of the bat from Diaz, and it's still 1 ball and 2 strikes. And Bradford, still having just recorded one out, is ready to throw his 21st pitch of this first inning. Rough Riders in their cream uniform tops, cream pants, red double R ball cap on the forehead for Cody Bradford. It's the light blue uniforms for Midland. The pitch. Got him swinging. High fastball. He elevated. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cody Bradford, and there are two away. That's what Cody Bradford can bring. His 128 strikeouts led all Rangers farmhands last year. And he picks up two huge strikeouts after the first two have reached here in the first. Two outs, no score. Top of the first inning, and here's Jeremy Eierman. Eierman playing in just his second game in this series. This is game 4 of the 6-game set. He went 2-for-4 with a 2-run homer in the lone game he played in. First pitch. Simmers down low and inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter adjusts the batting glove, stands back in. Left-hander Bradford peers in for his sign, tucks the black glove to his chest. He's ready. The 1-0. Down low, just misses. 2 balls, no strikes.
The first pitch missed to Eierman, the first time on the first pitch from Bradford this inning that he's missed. And the foul balls were really an issue. Despite the strikeouts on Schwarz, Diaz, 5 foul balls in the at-bats between the two. So he's getting the release spots in good positions to try and get that contact, but guys fighting.
2-0. Foul back up this way off to our right. 2 balls, 1 strike. Eierman, a dangerous man. You don't want to mess around with him. Bradford trying to turn it to his offense in a scoreless game here in the first inning. He's ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second in the 2-1. Got him swinging. High fastball, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rough Riders, a 6-4 victory yesterday. 4-run comeback was the largest comeback in a win this year. They are now 500 at 30-30. The 2-2. Inside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradford, this will be at least a 27-pitch first inning. Runners will take off on this pitch. Bradford looks in for his sign. He's got it. Comes set. And the payoff pitch on the way.
Grounded foul, third baseline, past Bobby Crosby, the manager and third base coach for Midland. And it's still 3-2, and now Grant Wolfram has started to warm in the Rough Riders bullpen just in case. A lengthy first inning for Bradford. Rough Riders at 30-30, Midland at 28-32. This is game number 61 of the season. Bradford, the 3-2 pitch. Runners go, a high fly ball down the left field line. Marked the wall, and it's foul. Home run distance, but a foul ball.
Maybe by 10 feet foul, Zach. And no distance registered on the TrackMan data on that ball. It basically clanged with the cement wall above the door to the tunnel to the Rough Riders clubhouse on the railing that's above that cement wall. So it would have been an absolute wall scraper. Felt like the one that just about touched the sky coming down. It almost was just fair, but just foul.
So it's a very, very scary foul ball. Runners will go again. We'll try it again, the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. One upstairs of the fastball, and Cody Bradford strikes out this side in the first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. He needed a lot of pitches to do so and got out of some trouble. But Cody Bradford comes away with three Ks in the first. To the bottom half of the first inning, we'll see Jeff Criswell make his Double-A debut when we come back. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with mayonnaise, ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the N12, the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
An eventful but scoreless top half of the first inning has come to a close, and we go to the bottom half. No score between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. Cody Bradford allowing a couple base runners, but he strikes out the side. And here's Jeff Criswell making his Double-A debut for the Rockhounds. First pitch to J.P. Martinez. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Criswell, the right-hander. Martinez, the left-handed batter. Criswell had a very good performance in high A with Lansing, the 0-1. Outside, missing, and it's one ball and one strike. The 23-year-old stands 6'4", 225 pounds, former second-round selection out of Michigan in 2020. 1-1. Martinez spoils it foul back to the screen. And it's one ball and two strikes. 10 starts in Lansing for Criswell. He went 2-3 with a 3.78 ERA. 58 strikeouts in 50 innings on the dot. He's back into his wind, the 1-2. Martinez hits it high in the air into shallow left field. Davidson back, the third baseman under it. He makes the catch in fair territory, and there's one away. First out in the bottom of the first inning. That brings the Riders shortstop, Johnny Ornelas, to the plate. Jeff Criswell, the number 18 prospect in the organization for the A's. A guy who excelled out of the bullpen and in a starting role with Michigan. at the collegiate level. Squares his shoulders to third, winds and deals. 0-1. He can bring it with the heater. He'll be 95 to 97 with the fastball. And a four-pitch guy. 0-1. Swing and a miss. There's that good changeup darting off the outside edge.
As a sophomore, Zach, at Michigan, 2019, struck out 116 guys in 106 innings. Just tallied him up. He was one of the guys. He and Tommy Henry, they got the Wolverines to that final series against Vanderbilt.
Yeah, the long season for Michigan, upsetting number one UCLA that year. 0-2. High pop up right side. That'll find the seats. Still no balls, two strikes on Arnelas. No score, one out, bottom half of the first inning.
Bruins were that top consensus team. It was Tennessee this year. They went down to Notre Dame. How about the Longhorns in action with the Irish tonight?
0-2. Swing and a miss. Scott Arnelas off the outside corner with the curveball. They are two away. First strikeout for Criswell. No score. Bottom half of the first inning. Two outs for Blaine Krim, the Riders' first baseman, who homered in yesterday's game.
Yeah, we saw a good kind of an outburst by the offense last night where they needed it. They were shut out Wednesday night. Needed the offense a little bit more on Tuesday in a 6-3 loss. It's Blaine Krim that leads the team in home runs, but the offensive output from him not where it used to be.
First pitch. Inside corner, a strike, 0-1.
Just ups and downs of a season. And Krim right now, I mean, the home run absolutely tattooed that ball, but the overall numbers last couple of series, not the output that we've seen from him.
0-1, slips outside. It's one ball and one strike. Now the 12 home runs lead the club, as you mentioned, but 284 average, 877 OPS. Good numbers, just not Blaine Krim-esque. 1-1. Takes a breaking ball for a strike. Belt high, outside corner, and it's 1-2.
People might hear that and think, well, that's kind of harsh. So this is a 900-plus OPS guy in the minor leagues.
And this is the standard he holds himself right to as well. 1-2 on the way. Low and outside in the dirt, 2-2. He hits here with the bases clear. His home run yesterday, a solo shot. 105 off the bat, just a line drive homer. Right up the stairs in the in-touch home run terrace. 2-2 on the way. He swings, pops it up on the infield. Jeremy Eierman, the shortstop, under it. About halfway onto the dirt, he makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Easy inning for Jeff Criswell in his AA debut. And Cody Bradford back to the hill in a scoreless game in the second. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford used a lot of pitches in that first inning. We're scoreless as we go to the top of the 29 tosses, 18 for strikes in the first. We'll face 6-7-8 in the order. It's Kyle McCann, Marty Bikina, and Shane Selman for the Rockhounds. Rough Riders and Rockhounds meeting for the 10th time this season. It's the fourth game of this series. Wind back in the pitch. McCann bunts it foul back behind home. 0-1. Lefty-lefty matchup to start things. Pull side shift on for McCann, and he thought he could bunt it down the third baseline, but didn't catch a big enough chunk of the baseball. Rough Riders are 5-4 this year against Midland. 4-2 down at Momentum Bank Ballpark, and 1-2 so far in this series after winning last night, dropping the first two games of the series. Bradford back into his wine in the 0-1. Sizzles high at the zone, and it's 1-1. Cody Bradford, a good start against Midland earlier this year. The two runs over five innings to pick up the win. 1-2. Or 1-1, I should say. On the outside corner for a strike, it's now 1-2. And looking for a similar performance, though he needs a quick inning here in the second. He winds, and now the 1-2. Swing and a foul back into Procession's glove. He hangs on for strike three. And Cody Bradford has picked up all four outs via the strikeout to start off this game. Good slider off the outside edge, just tipped and squeezed into the glove of Procession. Marty Bikina makes his way in. Boy, it made McCann look foolish there. Out on his front foot. First pitch to Bikina. Right-handed batter takes it inside with a fastball, 1-0. Bikina 2-for-9 with a double in this series. Bradford rocks in the 1-1. 1-0, I should say. Now it's 1-1. It's now an even count. Bradford has reverse splits. Right-handers have been easier for him to retire than lefties. 1-1. He's chopped foul at the plate, and it's now 1-2. Righties are hitting 270 against him. Lefties a 364 mark.
Tough to believe with seeing the look of the replay of the slider on diving down and away. You'd think it'd be guys reaching out over the plate like McCann was.
1-2. Check swing. He went around on a high outside fastball. Strike three. Cody Bradford, five outs recorded, all consecutively and all via the K. Five strikeouts for Bradford. Boy, ever since that walk to Logan Davidson, it's been all punch-outs. And he used a lot of pitches to do so in the first, but he's been ringing them up here in the second so far. First offering to Selman. Dips low of the zone. 1-0. Both strikeouts were on 1-2 pitches to McCann and Bikina. Faces the right-hander Selman. He rocks in the 1-0. High and outside. 2-0. To the point of those batting averages, you also have to take into account that a lot of that was at the beginning of the season when he really struggled. He has settled into a very nice groove. Deep breath, shoulders up and down, the 2-0 pitch. Outside corner, fastball for a strike. Belt high, it's 2-1. Over his last four starts, a 1-2-3 ERA. 2-1 home. Low in the dirt. Off the inner edge, and it's 3-1. Allowing just two earned runs over those last four starts, one of them just a one-inning start. But the 5 2/3 shutout innings, his last time out, he was just brilliant. The five hits he allowed, a lot of them soft contact to Amarillo. 3-1 home. Grounder foul, left side. 3-2 on Selman. Two outs, bases clear, no score here in the top of the second inning.
That high heat's been working for Bradford as a punch-out pitch. Worked in with those 5Ks.
See what he goes with here, 3-2. Grounder, third base side, and foul. Still 3-2.
Turn to the heater.
Someone got a chunk of it, though. Hasn't necessarily been too quick of an inning. He's back into his windup in the 3-2. Swing and a foul back into Procession's glove, strike three. Cody Bradford, six outs recorded, six strikeouts. He has K'd the side in back-to-back innings. No score as we go to the bottom half of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
At the bottom of the second inning, and this one has all the makings of a pitcher's duel so far. Jeff Criswell faced a hard liner right to third, and Logan Davidson picks it out of the air, reaching the glove above his head, and slightly off to the backhand side, he makes the catch. A hard line drive by Sandro Fabian, but Logan Davidson able to snare it. One pitch, one out here in the second. No score. Here's Trey Hare. Only one hit combined between the two sides. Criswell has retired the first four he's seen. He's back into his wine. He delivers. A high fly ball out to left field with Carey. Bikina back to the warning track, looking up. See you later. Trey Hare goes to the opposite field. His 12th home run of the year. And the Rough Riders jump out in front 1-0. Trey Hare picks on the opposite field. It's his 6th consecutive opposite field home run. Frisco jumps out in front. His first hit of the series is a long ball. That brings Kellen Strom to the plate. And the first pitch on the way. Right down the heart of the plate for a strike. 0-1. Just 368 feet the opposite way for Trey Hare. And the 0-1. Strom watches a breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's now 0-2. We were saying this had the makings of a pitcher's duel. Cody Bradford has struck out all 6 that he has retired so far tonight. After the base hit and the walk in the first inning, 6 straight strikeouts over 2 innings. 0-2 to Strom. He swings, chops it up the middle. The second baseman, Schumann, backhands, drops it in shallow center field, and Strom's aboard with an infield single. Strom most likely would have beaten that out anyway. It would have been a tough play for Schumann, and Strom runs very well. Kellen Strom. He continues to swing the bat very well. And here's Jax Biggers, who he himself is on a 10-game hitting streak. Rough Riders with a home run, infield single, and now you bring the hottest hitter on the team to the plate. Criswell from the stretch, he deals. Outside, 1-1, no strikes, missing with the changeup. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the second. Jax Biggers, 12 games of the Riders, hitting .348. He's reached in all 12. 1-0 pitch. He pops it back this way, off to our left. Hits off the facing of the press box. 1-1, 1-1. Rough Riders, for the first time in this series, scoring first. It's the first time since Saturday in Amarillo they've jumped on the board first. It's over a 5-game stretch. Criswell from the stretch. Strom takes his lead from first. And time call. It's called by Jax at the plate. Biggers coming off his first 3-hit game of the season last night. Very slightly open stance from the left side. Bat rests against his shoulder. There's the right-hander's pitch. A fly ball softly hit off the end of the bat, right field. Selman coming on. He's under it. And he makes the catch. Fly ball out to right field, and that brings Josh Stowers to the plate. Two outs, one in, one on. 1-0 Riders. Stowers hitting at 205 on the season. Three homers, 15 runs batted in. Criswell steps off. Wants to redo the signs. The right-hander inserts the toe right on the third base side of the rubber. Glove comes to a stop right at the belt. And the bearded man fires in. He bends him back on a high inside fastball at 95. The Rough Riders with that home run continue to bash the ball out of the ballpark. 88 home runs in 61 games now. 1-0. Top of the zone for a strike. One ball, one strike. Assuming that Tulsa hasn't homered today, and we don't know that, that ties them with the Drillers for the most home runs in the league this year. They entered in 9th in all minor league baseball in homers. 1-1 pitch. Stowers shows bunt, pulls back, takes high and inside and a curveball, and it's two balls, one strike. Rough Riders offense continues to produce. 6th in OPS in minor league baseball. 2-1. Fouled back this way, off to the right. 2-2. Shut out for the first time two nights ago all season long, 59 games into the season. Franchise record for the furthest into the season they'd been before their first shutout defeat. By a long shot, too. 2-2 home to Stowers. He swings, hits it off the end of the bat, pops it up into shallow right field. Max Schumann, the second baseman, back onto the grass. He squeezes with two hands, and the side comes to a close in the second. But the Rough Riders do some damage. A solo home run the opposite way for Trey Hare, his 12th of the season, to tie Blaine Krim for the team high. One run across on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top three coming up next. Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play, and we come back. Riders lead 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Solo home run for Trey Hare in the bottom of the second, and it puts Frisco in front. 1-0, we start the third. Cody Bradford back on the bump. His first pitch breezed across, but inside. On the left-handed hitting, Chase Calabweig, 9-1-2 for the Rock Counts. 1-0 Frisco. The pitch. Chopper up the middle. Second baseman Hare, backhand stab. Leaping a throw to first, and it got away from Krim. It pulled Trey Hare up the middle of the infield. He gloved it and tried to jump in the air and get a throw to Krim at first base. And it just snuck through the glove of the first baseman. Taking another look on the stream. Good transfer, but on the bounce, Krim couldn't get it up from the dirt. And that puts Calabwe at first base, top of the order in Max Schumann. That breaks a six-batter streak for Cody Bradford of consecutive punch-outs. He sat down the last six via the K-ball. First pitch, Schumann showed bunt, pulled it back, and it missed low. One ball and no strikes. So dazzling stuff in terms of the strikeouts for Bradford, but he has spent a lot of pitches to get. Lefty-righty, the 1-0. Missing on the outer edge. Arm side and away from Schumann. Two balls, no strikes. The second baseman in his first at-bat, Schumann a base hit. Bradford through two innings as he continues to labor on, now into the third. Over 40 pitches used. He set at the belt, the 2-0 toss. That's in there. Taken for a called strike at 88. Count is now 2-1. A tough guy in Max Schumann to put aboard. 460 on base percentage, 335 batting average. He's at the top of the card for a reason. 2-1 pitch to him. Down and in. Three balls and a strike, and you're seeing why. Just a sharp eye on good pitches from Bradford. The lefty sets the 3-1. Popped high in the air in the infield. This one a towering fly that the third baseman Biggers comes in. Right around home plate, makes the catch. Called off his catcher procession, says this one's mine. And makes a squeeze for the first out. Calabwe still at first base. And they mark it a base hit. That's got him there. So no throwing error on the second baseman here.
An out, not a strikeout?
Right. What's the deal?
We'll certainly take it.
Bradford, one walk, six Ks through two. And he's got one out in the third. Here's Logan Davidson, lefty-righty. Bradford kicks home the first pitch. Snaps in there at 89. No balls and a strike to the third baseman. It was top two hitters in the first that posed a tough threat in the opening frame for Bradford. A base hit from Schumann, a walk to Davidson. Two aboard, no out. His 0-1 pitch. Tap foul off the plate. Skipped off the leg of Davidson, 0-2. Heart of the order due up in Schwarz, Diaz, and Ironman. I think it was 11 pitches used in the first two at-bats. So no outs, two base runners, and the pitch is already starting to climb for Bradford. But he buckled down, posted three consecutive Ks to get out of the first. Then a clean second. A lot of pitches, but did the same in the second inning. Bradford, the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase. Strike three. Seven strikeouts tonight for Cody Bradford. There's two gone. Boy, he has his sights set on a new season high. Zach mentioned earlier, 10 strikeouts posted in Tulsa in what was an otherwise pretty tough start. He did get the win, but gave up six hits, four earned runs on a pair of home runs in the first inning, but finished with 10 Ks, one walk. Here's J.J. Schwarz with a runner at first. The first pitch to him. Swing and a miss, strike one. Bradford after the base hit to chase Calabwe, retiring Schumann and Davidson. Bit of vengeance, the two guys that made it a long first frame. 0-1. Just missed down and in on the slider. Counts even at one ball and one strike. Schwarz started the chain of six consecutive strikeouts for Bradford. Back in the first inning. The break-even pitch. Tapper up the third baseline, actually behind home plate. Count is now 1-2. Bradford on the motion home had a high kick of the right leg and was staring at Calabwe at first base. Normally from the stretch, a little bit more of a quicker motion home. But gave a bit of an extra pause. Didn't break the rhythm. Just changed the windup and the delivery home. Time called from the box. Schwarz will step out. Midland's designated hitter tonight. Not the guy you want to come aboard with runners aboard. Bradford set. The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a tapper back to the net. Schwartz just caught a piece of it. Still 1-2. Diaz with the second best slugging percentage. Make it the active best slugging percentage of guys there at a .561. 54 games for Diaz. The 1-2. Chopper left side of the infield. Tough play. Glove by Ornelas. Throws all the way to first. They got him! Unbelievable play from the shortstop, Johnny Ornelas. What a relay to first. Bradford got the rollover left side. Biggers couldn't make the stab, and Ornelas way off balance in the stretch from Krim to complete the relay. Wow. That'll do it for the top of the third inning. And Frisco is still in front, 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Whoa.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic,
can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the order due up for the Rough Riders. Jordan Procession standing in. For Frisco, they've got 9-1-2 to begin the bottom of the third inning. 0-1-2, should say the 1-0 to Jordan Procession, misses low. 2 balls, no strikes to the Rough Riders catcher that's making his first at-bat tonight. 840 OPS on the season for J-Pro. 2-0 pitch. That floats high. 3 balls, no strikes. Texas in the College World Series. They're in action tonight against Notre Dame. Trailing the Irish 3-1, top five. 3-0 pitch. That finds the strike zone at 92 from Jeff Criswell. Continues his double-A debut tonight at Riders Field. Give up a solo homer to Trey Hare in the second. Frisco leads 1-0. The Michigan man. 3-1 pitch. Lifted in the air out to straightaway left. Bukina staggers underneath. Now turns shoulders square to the infield and backpedals. Makes the catch. Procession started 3-0. Had the green light. Fouled one away and then flies out to left field. Pretty good first trip through the order for Criswell. Pair of hits, one run. Top of the card, and J.P. Martinez now. Righty-lefty the pitch. Way inside, almost hit J.P., and he danced out of the box. 1 ball, no strikes to the Rough Riders starting left fielder tonight. Ranges all over the pasture in the outfield. Mostly center. The 1-0. That drops into the bucket. The floating off speed at 78 from Critter Edge on Martinez. Count is now 1-1. Big breath from the right-handed starter. The 1-1. Way upstairs. Rallied up the fastball, but let it go a little early to Martinez. Now 2 balls and a strike. JP flew out. Back in the first inning, a little flare shot up the third baseline, and Davidson retreated it. 2-1. Outside. 3 balls and a strike to Martinez. Bases clear, one gone in the bottom of the third. Rough Riders in front, 1-0. Rock Counts and Riders each with two hits tonight. The 3-1, tapped back to the net. Full count now for Criswell working on Martinez. Rock Counts took Tuesday's series opener, a noon start, 6-3 the final. And then shut out the Rough Riders Wednesday night 4-0. The 3-2 pitch. Missing high and a little inside on Martinez for ball four. There's the first walk allowed by Criswell tonight. He's done really well at limiting misses of the zone. Procession 3-0 and a walk to Martinez. But in the first and second, not a lot of misses. Here's Johnny Ornelas at made a play that you'd have to see to end the top of the third inning. Righty-righty action. And the first pitch, Martinez going for second. The throw down from McCann is not in time. Another swipe bag for J.P. Martinez. Give him 23 on the season and his first of the night. Well, that didn't take long. Pretty good toss from McCann. Put it right on the doorstep of Max Schumann. But as we've seen a lot from Martinez so far this year, just too quick. Righty matchup. Criswell comes home. That floats in the zone. Even count, one ball, one strike. Ornelas a strikeout victim on Criswell. The only K. His double-A debut came back in the first inning. One ball, one strike, one out. The break even. Ripped into left field towards Bikina. Drops in front of him for a base hit. Martinez rounding third, looking for home. Criswell the relay. In time for the out. Ornelas safe at first with a base hit. But not enough to drive in a run. That was Logan Davidson with the relay from third base. And a dot of a throw. Bikina made the correct read on it, let it bounce. And the relay by Midland to deny the Rough Riders another run. They lead it 1-0, but two outs in the bottom of the third. Here's Blaine Krim. Righty-righty, and Ornelas now going for second. McCann the throw down, not in time. Second swipe bag for the Rough Riders in the inning. For Johnny Ornelas, that's just his fourth on the season for a guy that's got a lot of speed. But he was able to motor over there. Now an RBI spot for Blaine Krim in the bottom of the third. 1-0 Frisco. As they get their third hit of the night from Ornelas, but no run driven in. Criswell sets, one ball, no strikes, the pitch home. Chopper left side and just foul. Count flattens out, 1-1. It was a 1-2-3 inning for Criswell back in the first. Krim, the final batter. An infield pop-up. That ended the action, but here... checks Ornelas at second three times, and now the 1-1. Over the net. Little floater behind home plate, and the count is now 1-2. We were just singing the praises about Martinez and his speed and the position it's put him in on a positive note this season. But he was deemed out by Isaiah Sparba at the plate. 1-2. The pitch home. Popped in the air. Ironman underneath it. And makes the catch. Ornelas with the only hit in the inning, stranded at second base. And Krim popping out to short for the second time tonight. Rough Riders denied with a run scoring opportunity in the bottom of the third. Still 1-0 Rough Riders. We go to the fourth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark.
located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Mensch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford back on the bump, and a 1-0 Rough Riders lead as we start the fourth. 4-5-6, two up for Midland. First pitch from Bradford to Diaz, missing for ball one. And quickly the 1-0. Swing and a miss from Bradford. Count evens out, one ball, one strike.
This is a big inning for Cody Bradford. I mean, you have a guy who pitch count is climbing on him. Next one will be number 62 already.
Break even. That's in there. Count now 1-2. He's done a great job of limiting the pitches, where in the first he had to slow it down and battle through, but he got out of it.
A lot of strikeouts, but very high pitch count.
1-2 toss. Lifted in the air. Krim trying to see if he can make a play on it towards the tarp, running out of room, and drops into the second row of seats. Still one ball, two strikes to Diaz. And Bradford picking up K number 7 in the third.
That's six consecutive. All the outs in the first, all the outs in the second, and only one strikeout. As you mentioned, that 7 strikeout in the third, and now he has another batter, 1-2.
Base is clear for Jordan Diaz, Rock Hounds leadoff man in the fourth. Bradford, the 1-2. Backed him off from the right side. Ran the fastball in at 91, and it's two balls, two strikes.
A ton of guys available in the bullpen today as well, so not like Bradford needs to pour in a ton of innings today.
2-2. Crank towards the left center gap. Stowers on the move, and it drops just in front of the center fielder. Diaz taking the turn. And Diaz back to first base. Just the third hit allowed by Bradford tonight as he starts out the fourth. But a leadoff base hit from Jordan Diaz.
Jordan Diaz has been really good against the Rough Riders this year. He's been 103 miles an hour off the bat into left center. And nice job by Stowers cutting it off and getting it back in quickly. That's already five hits in the series now for Jordan Diaz. Two of them have left the yard.
Yeah, that two-run homer on a 1-2 count. And there it was 2-2. First pitch to Jeremy Eierman. That's in there taken for a strike. Just patient with strikes on his belt.
Still just 21 years old.
Lefty-righty to the shortstop, Jeremy Eierman, as Bradford comes home. Lifted over the net. Not too far over our heads behind home plate. Clank. And it's 0-2.
Gotta watch out.
You mentioned the bullpen. We had a chance to catch up with Josh Smith last night, Joe Corbett tonight. And you made the point of trading off quality guys in Cole Reagans, Chase Lee, and a fresh batch right behind him. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 8 strikeouts on the night for Cody Bradford. And there's one gone in the fourth. A guessing cut from Eierman as he's the strikeout victim for the second time tonight. And you see him just going back to the dugout, shaking his head.
And a lot of guys doing that today. Beautiful slider off the outside corner.
Bradford trying to get back in a groove as he's been really strong through three and now 3 1/3. Here's Kyle McCann, the pitch. You bet at 80 miles an hour, drops the slider in for a called strike one.
Yeah, two really good guys graduating up to the AAA level in Chase Lee and Cole Reagans. How about Cole Reagans yesterday as well? Goodness, seven innings, a career high in his AAA debut.
0-1, swing and a miss, down and away for strike two.
Eight strikeouts, no walks, only two runs allowed by Cole Reagans, and couldn't be happier for the guy, a fantastic guy, and really awesome to see in his AAA debut.
Huge day yesterday for former Rough Riders, former 2022 Rough Riders. The 0-2 thought about from McCann. Did he go? He didn't. Held up on the high heat, and it's 1-2. Talking, of course, if he's in Detroit. In the top of the ninth and a 1-0 deficit. And the Rangers got out of there with a 3-1 win. It's 7-0 Texas in the sixth in Detroit tonight. 1-2. Called strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs for Bradford, and he now tallying 8 on the night. Nine strikeouts should be for Bradford, and just one walk, holding Midland off the scoreboard through 3 2/3. Here's Marty Bikina. Lefty-righty the pitch. Yep. Called strike one. Bikina, strikeout victim, back in the second, Zach.
Yeah, so that's Jeremy Ironman, two strikeouts. Kyle McCann, two strikeouts today. You mentioned Bikina. He struck out his first time on.
Still Diaz at first, the 0-1. Chopper left side. Ornelas' shortstop eats it up. Little flip to Hare covering at second for the force out. Count the K's on the scorecard for Cody Bradford tonight, tallying 9 through now 4 scoreless innings and just over 70 pitches used. No runs on a base hit from Jordan Diaz. He's left stranded. No errors by the Rough Riders, and they lead it 1-0 going to the home half of the fourth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1999.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. And pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We start the home half of the fourth. 4-5-6 due up for Frisco. It's Jeff Criswell continuing to motor through on the mound in his Double-A debut. 1-0 to Fabian. Goes around on the 1-0 offer. Count is evened up at one ball and one strike. Fabian, the first pitch he got in the second, laced it towards the third baseman Davidson. He leapt and pulled it out of the sky. 1-1. Chopper right back to Davidson, the third baseman. Makes the stop on a couple hops. Throw to first. It pulled Diaz off the bag. And he wasn't sure to tag Fabian or turn around and step on the bag. I think he did both. And there's one gone. Well, here's Stray Hare. And he got a hold of one opposite way, and it's been the way it's gone for him lately.
It certainly has. Five straight home runs, all opposite field in Amarillo. He picks on the opposite field, the short porch and the in-touch home run terrace here in this one. He has just been a man on a mission here in June.
Criswell, first pitch. Runs it in. No balls and a strike to the second baseman here. Didn't take him long. Got the first pitch, a little high and outside. Looked like a swat of a swing to left field. 0-1. Popped over the net. Looked like a similar cut to that. But this one clangs around us high at top on the third level. Quickly, no balls, two strikes. Righty-lefty from Criswell, the pitch. High and outside, now 1-2. Right-hander in his double-A debut, he's managed. 1-2-3 in the first inning, gave up a pair of hits in the solo homer in the second, and then scoring chances in the third. 1-2, swing and a miss. First strike, three is here. Dizzying out of the left side of the box, and Criswell, give him his second K of the night. There's two gone.
Of course, he struck out there, but Trey Hare with that seventh home run now ties Joe Rizzo for the most home runs in the Texas League in June. It's a man on fire. Speaking of man on fire, he's Kellen Strong. How about that?
Nice.
Thank you.
I'll give that one to you. Righty-righty to Strom, the pitch. Laced into right field towards Selman, and it drops in front of him for a two-out single. Two-hit night for Kellen Strom, man on fire.
Man on fire, nine-game hitting streak his last time up. Extended to that, and then picks up another single. And that batting average just keeps on climbing up and up. It was 238 entering into today's game, and now it's up into the 240s. Remember, this is a guy who is hitting 145 through mid-May. This is awesome to see for Strong.
Looked like on the base hit, looked back to the dugout, gave the mustache fingers. He's not a mustache guy, is he?
No.
Here's Jax Biggers. Fouls it away over the Riders dugout. 0-1. Boy, we mentioned just with the movement of guys and Ezekiel Duran up the ladder, you've got someone like Jax Biggers joins the club. Kellen Strom, a slow start, but he's figuring it out. 0-1. Shows bunt, pulls it back, and it just misses outside. Even count to Biggers 1-1.
And you knew for a guy like Strom, it would turn around. It's a guy who hit 300 at high A last year. He knows how to hit, and he is certainly turning it around very well.
Criswell set at the belt. Long pause, the 1-1. Ripped into right field over the leaping glove of Schumann for a base hit. Selman quickly relays it back in, and a couple of base hits with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Back-to-back singles. Here comes Josh Stowers. And Biggers continues that hit streak after lining out to right in the second. He's got a base hit in the fourth to continue the hit streak. Now an 11-game streak. Righty-righty matchup for Stowers. First pitch in the air, a little bloop shot to shallow left center. Ironman, the shortstop there, and he makes the catch. A couple of nice hard shot singles for the Rough Riders into right field, but both left stranded. All done through four, and Frisco in a low scoring one tonight. 1-0 as we go to the fifth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
Look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford back on the bump as we start the fifth. We'll pass it back along to Mr. Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Chris. 1-0 Rough Riders out in front. Top of the fifth inning. Shane Selman starts it off, then Chase Calabrese and Max Schumann. 8-9-1. Here's Bradford's pick. Just off the outside corner and low, one ball and no strikes. The big story for Bradford today, the strikeouts. 9 of them through 4 innings of work. He's back into his wind in the 1-0 pitch. A little soft floater out to second base. Trey Harris started back, now comes in and makes the catch off to his left side. One fooled him off the bat, thought for a minute he might not be able to get there, and he flashes a smile over towards his good buddy Blaine Krim. First down on just the second pitch out of Bradford's hand. And here's Chase Calabuig, and that's important. 75 pitches now for Bradford as he pitches in the fifth. Bullpen is quiet on both sides. Left on left, first pitch to Calabuig. He swings, pops it sky high, left side, foul territory. Biggers over near the warning track, nearing his own dugout, reaches in just out of his reach. Yeah, Jonathan Nazarko, the Rough Riders strength and conditioning coach, right there just in case he flipped over. But it was just out of his reach. All the effort he could give just needs those go-go gadget arms, yeah. And he couldn't quite get there. 0-1. Boy, how nice of that would have been. Two outs on three pitches if he just wouldn't have been able to make that catch. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. A fly ball into left center field. Martinez tracing over. He has it measured. He reaches up, makes the catch. Well, how about two outs on four pitches? We'll take it.
Yeah.
Cody Bradford certainly will as well. Back up to the top of the order. Here's Max Schumann. The fifth inning. Bradford with those 9 strikeouts, one off a season high of 10 back on May 13th in Tulsa. As Chris mentioned, he picked up the win in that one, but did allow 4 runs in that start over 5 innings. His career high is 14 strikeouts back on July 22nd last year in Asheville. Pitch to Max Schumann is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Schumann a single back in the first inning. He popped out to third in the second. One of 3 hits today for Midland. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Change up low and away. 0-2. Bradford didn't look terribly comfortable at times in the first inning, but since then he really looks locked in. He's ready to go. Back into his wind in the 0-2. Check swing. He went around strike 3. 10 strikeouts to tie a season high for Cody Bradford. He struts off the mound, and the Rough Riders have a 1-0 lead into the home half of the fifth inning. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike 3 call! This one's over!
Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
So
Home half of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders enjoying a 1-0 lead. Jordan Procession starts it off, and here's Jeff Criswell's pitch. A high pop-up on the first offering. Right side of the infield, Max Schumann, the second baseman, back into the grass. He's under it, makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Here's J.P. Martinez. Criswell enjoying his Double-A debut so far, allowing just five hits and one tally on the solo homer by Trey Hare through 4 1/3 innings. He's done it on very few pitches, too. He peels back and offers in. Change up just outside. One ball, no strikes. 58 pitches now for the right-hander. As he play here in the fifth. 1-0 toss. Martinez swings, chops it foul right side. It's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders in a playoff chase down the stretch. Frisco trying to catch up somehow, some way with San Antonio. They wanted a walk-off last night against Amarillo. The pitch. Change up again, low and away. Two balls, one strike. 1-1 ball game there in the bottom half of the fifth inning at Nelson Wolf Stadium. San Antonio at the plate right now. Here's the wind back in the 2-1 home. Martinez watches one high and a left-hander at the plate, right-hander on the mound. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the fifth inning. One out, base is clear. Really have to tip your cap to San Antonio as an organization for what they did last night. For Uvalde, Texas. 3-1. Low, ball four. J.P. Martinez coaxes his sixth walk of the series. It's his fifth in his last two games and his second today. He's aboard with one out for Johnny Ornelas, who's 1-for-2 with a single. Riders lead 1-0. San Antonio last night, they wore the Uvalde High School jerseys in that game yesterday. In a storybook ending, they won on a walk-off, wearing those jerseys, and then auctioned them off to benefit Uvalde School, as the pitch is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Of course, the school shooting. And they raised over $50,000. A throw goes over to first. J.P. Martinez is back in easily. That went to the Robb School Memorial Fund, $50,357. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Outside, 2-0. It was so cool. They won on the walk-off, and then they took the field with a flag that said Uvalde Strong. They're waving around as they celebrated the walk-off. Just goosebumps moments down in San Antonio. 2-0 pitch on the way to Ornelas. He swings and misses. High fastball up and in. Good rip on a 2-0 pitch. It's now 2-1. We'd love to see it, and that's such an awesome moment to bring much-needed money to the Memorial Fund. Ready from the stretch in the 2-1 pitch. A high fly ball to left field, chasing Makina for the wall. Or does it? No, it stays in play right at the 364 marker. And a long single for Johnny Ornelas. Boy, that was close. It looked like that should have been a home run. And here comes Jared Gettert to go talk to Casey James. There's a black chain link fence that's just behind the yellow line. It has to go over the yellow line for it to be a home run. As we take another look, that's a homer. It looked like it went off the black fence. We'll get another look at the replay here, hopefully. If we're watching on stream, the umpires are going to converge, and hopefully they'll come up with the correct call. That looked like it got over the yellow line. Umpires coming together. Our wonderful staff in the control room. There we go. We're going to get another look here. Very close. Oh, no, it hit right off the top of the wall. That's not a homer. Boy, what a great call by Casey James.
Yep, and they do say it is a base hit. That is the correct call. Jared Gettert not happy. But that went right off the top of the wall. That was close. You can understand the frustration by Gettert. It's a 3-0 game if that thing gets over the wall. And Jared just got ejected. First time this season he has been thrown out of a game. Casey James talking with him after he just threw him out. It's a long single for Johnny Ornelas. And now Isaias Barba, the home plate umpire, comes over, and Jared still not happy, barking at him right in the middle of the infield. Jared incensed, and Chad Comer is going to have to come over from first base and coach third. Gettert's going to get his things, and he's going to head back to the dugout as we take another look here. It is a double. That is off the top of the wall. And here's Blaine Krim. Or a single, I should say, not a double. So Matt Watley will go over. And we saw Mark Peterson, the Rangers data assistant, who was coaching first base a little bit in Amarillo. But he's up here in the press box right now, so we can't run down there, get a jersey on. So Matt Watley will go over and coach first. Mound visit for the pitching coach, Chris Smith. He's quickly back. So it's not a home run, but with one out, runners on the corners with Blaine Krim up at the plate, and Jared Gettert taking his sweet time, making the walk down the third baseline towards the Rough Riders clubhouse. It's a long walk. Blaine Krim will hit with a good scoring opportunity. Frisco leads 1-0, bottom of the fifth inning. And Criswell, after the long pause in action, he deals. Swing and a miss and a good offering low, and it's 0-1. Either way, it's another multi-hit game for Johnny Ornelas, his 24th multi-hit game of the year to lead the club. Right-hander ready from the stretch. Should say his 25th as he gets a throw over that way. Krim 0 for 2 with a couple pop-outs today. He homered yesterday. The 0-1. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders with 6 hits now, a walk to Martinez, and a single here in the fifth inning. Ready from the stretch, and the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a grounder foul at the plate, and it's 1-2. So after all the hoopla, the Rough Riders trying to calm here in this inning. Good speed on the base pass with Martinez at third and Ornelas at first. And both these gentlemen with a stolen base in that third inning. Ready from the stretch. And the 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away. And Krim strikes out. Third strikeout for Jeff Criswell. And there are 2 outs for Sandro Fabian. Fabian's lined out and grounded out to third base today. 2 outs, you never want to take the bat out of Fabian's hand, especially with the way that he's been swinging it. Fabian entered in, hitting in his last 9 games at a .424 clip. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fabian swings and misses at an off-speed toss off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. But with the great athleticism you have at third base, putting Johnny in motion could be a possibility. 0-1 to Fabian. Low and away. One ball and one strike. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fifth inning. A solo home run by Trey Hare in the second, the lone action on the offensive side for Frisco. Right-hander ready from the stretch, third base side of the rubber. Glove comes to a stop at the belt,
And the 1-1 pitch. A throw over to first. Before that, though, Arnelis is back in safely. Good crowd on a Friday night. Looking to explode here in the bottom half of the fifth. 1-1. Arnelis takes off, swinging a broken bat. Looper left side and foul into the seats. One ball, two strikes on Fabian now. And there's Johnny in motion. And Fabian goes over to the dugout, gets a new stick from Kellen Strom. Coming out of the deck. Look at all the hats Kellen Strom wears. Providing a new bat. Hopefully this is the good one. 1-2. Pitch on the way. Arnelis takes off. Strike three called. Got him on the inside corner. A changeup from Jeff Criswell. And he strikes out the last two after the double, or the single, I should say, off the top of the wall from Johnny Arnelis. No runs on one hit. No errors. Two left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Our score holds 1-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to feel the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, CarpetTech's air duct cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from CarpetTech. Call CarpetTech and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top six at Riders Field. Cody Bradford back out for another inning of work. 10 strikeouts to tie a season high so far. He faces Logan Davidson. Right-handed batter, first pitch. High pop-up right side behind home plate. Procession gets rid of the mask and watches it go foul. 0-1. Davidson 0-for-1 today with a strikeout and a walk. Bradford is back out for this inning with 82 pitches now after that first toss, but Ty Tiedemann is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball down low and inside, and it's 0-2. So hopefully he'll be able to get at least one out here in the fifth inning. He went 5 2/3 his last time out. Shutout baseball in Amarillo. He's thrown shutout baseball so far through five. 0-2 on the way. High and outside. Misses with the fastball, and it's 1-2. Bradford struck out 6 in a row at one point in the first and second innings. Shoulders square to the first base dugout. Winds back in the 1-2 on the way. A line drive foul into the seats left side. Oh, look out. My goodness. Hit off a railing and caromed back out into the field of play. Still 1-2 on Davidson. That was a shot. 101 miles an hour off the bat. Bradford ready in the 1-2. Way outside. Changeup slipped out of his hand. 2-2. One run on 6 hits, no errors for the Riders offensively. No runs, 3 hits, no errors for Midland so far this evening. Bradford has his sign from Procession. He peels back in the 1-2. Just inside, didn't miss by much. We're full at 3-2. Bradford seemingly has figured it out after a really tough stretch in the early part of the year. The pitch, a swing and a miss. He got him. 11 strikeouts, a new season high for Cody Bradford. Got him with a change, low and away. One away here in the sixth inning for J.J. Schwartz. Boy, Cody Bradford ringing him up. 11 strikeouts today. Most by any Rough Riders pitcher all season long. First pitch to Schwartz. Takes low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. He was the first man to fall in the six consecutive strikeout stretch in the first and second innings. Bradford's 1-0. A line drive up the middle past Johnny Ornelas at short and into left center for a base hit. J.J. Schwartz collects just the fourth hit today for the Rockhounds. Single to center, and that brings Jordan Diaz up, and that brings Chad Comer out of the Rough Riders dugout. So Comer's going to go out, and he's going to get Bradford, and it's going to end what has been a fantastic night for the Riders left-hander. Ty Tiedemann will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen, and Bradford should get a rousing ovation here at Riders Field. 11 strikeouts tonight, the most by any Rough Riders pitcher this season, and by default, a season high for Cody Bradford. What a performance. Ty Tiedemann out of the pen. We'll introduce you to him when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh, my goodness.
Fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders a 1-0 advantage, and Ty Tiedemann is the first man out of the Frisco bullpen. Tiedemann delivers home. High off the outside corner to Jordan Diaz, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders with one of their best starting performances of the year from Cody Bradford. 1-0 pitch. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Cody Bradford, 5 1/3 innings, still responsible for J.J. Schwartz at first base. Four hits, 11 strikeouts, most by any Riders pitcher this year, and just one walk. What a performance. Tiedemann's offering. A high fly ball, shallow left center field. Stowers charging in from center, still running. He makes the catch. It's the second out of the sixth inning. That brings Jeremy Ironman to the plate. 1-0 Frisco. Top of the sixth inning. He'll tie Tiedemann. Tall right-hander at 6'6". Long Beach City College, former eighth-round pick by the Rangers.
18th appearance out of the Riders' pen this year. First pitch, Ironman chops it foul, third baseline, and it's 0-1. 3-1 record for Tiedemann, a 6.59 ERA. 28 and two-thirds innings, just 9 strikeouts to 12 walks. An extreme ground ball guy. Ironman very happy to see Cody Bradford out of the ballgame. He was 0 for 2 with a couple strikeouts against him. Tiedemann ready from the stretch, and the pitch home. Simmers high. Count goes to 1-1. Schwarz, not a running threat. At first base, he takes his lead. Tiedemann the 1-1. High fly ball, shallow center field. Stowers coming in. Ornelas back. Stowers under it. He puts it away. And the side comes to a close in the sixth. Book closed on Cody Bradford. Consecutive scoreless starts for the Rough Riders left-hander. Nice job by Ty Tiedemann to shut the door on the two-man he saw. Riders still lead 1-0 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning from Riders Field next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
22, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 1-0 as we go to the home half of the sixth inning. That one run, courtesy of the man who leads things off, it's Trey Hare, a solo home run back in the second inning. Trey Hare, Kellen Strom, Jax Biggers, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders. Jeff Criswell, who got the start in this game for the first time in his AA career. He's up on the mound again. Left-handed batter in. Righty on the mound, squares the shoulders to the third base bag. He's back into his windup, and he pitches home. That one's low and away off the outside corner. It's 1-1, and no strikes on Trey Hare. Attacked the first pitch he saw in the second inning, lofting it into the in-touch home run terrace and left. 1-0 pitch. Just misses low. 2-0, no strikes. Trey Hare has been a record-breaking machine for the Rough Riders franchise. 2-0 on the way. He swings. It's a high, towering fly ball to right field. Shane Selman back just a couple steps. He's under it. And he makes the one-handed grab. Fly out to right field for Trey Hare. One away. That brings Kellen Strom to the plate, who's 2-for-2. Three homer game this year to tie a franchise record. He had home runs in 5 straight games. A new franchise record. Rough Riders came within 1 of a record, hitting a home run in 10 straight games. The franchise record, 11 back in 2004. First pitch on the way to Strom. He takes on the outside edge, belt high, a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. A lot of homering happening here in Frisco. Strom, 2-for-2, a couple singles, 0-1. Takes on the outside corner for a strike. Change up for Criswell, 0-2. A lot of people think that that's his best pitch. Fastball in the mid-90s and that changeup combination. A lot of people see him in the bullpen as well in the future. Large part because of those two pitches. 0-2. Slips outside. It's one ball and two strikes. But he's been impressive here in his Double-A debut. One run on six hits so far. Pitching into the sixth inning. Four strikeouts as well. 1-2. A line drive the other way into right field. That dunks in. A base hit for Kellen Strom. Another single for him. A three-hit day for the Riders right fielder. Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate as Kellen Strom continues to hit. The average is up over 250 now. Long time coming. You love to see it. Jax Biggers, 1-for-2 with a single, extending his hitting streak to 11 games. Offering on the way. Fly ball off the end of the bat. Shallow left field. Long run, Bikina still coming. The shortstop, Ironman, in foul territory, reaches out, makes the catch. Two outs. Josh Stowers now, two down, bottom half of the sixth inning, 1-0 Rough Riders. Seven hits for Frisco on the offensive side tonight. Just 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. They've stranded six. Big one that's going to hurt is that fifth inning. Single off the wall by Johnny Ornelas. The pitch. Outside. One ball, no strikes. It was a walk by Martinez, and then Ornelas smashed it to left just off the top of the wall. Jared Gettert, along with a lot of people here in this building, thought it was a home run. I did initially as well. 1-0 pitch. There goes Strom, swinging a fly ball to right field. Down the line, Selman charging on, still running. Can't get it, drops in fair. Comer stops Kellen Strom at third base. And there are runners on the corners. With Strom taking off in the play, you thought there might be a chance that he would get the wave home, but Rough Riders have already had a runner thrown out at home today. And you have to wonder if that call at home kind of fueled the anger for Jared Gennard a little bit. He was ejected arguing the call on the ball off the wall. Another good scoring opportunity for Frisco. They've stranded two on the base paths in each of the last two innings, in the fourth and the fifth. They have runners on the edges, two outs, and here's Jordan Procession. He's 0-for-2 today. Open stance left side. Right-hander Criswell from the stretch. He delivers. Stowers takes off. Swing and a miss. And a curveball low. Stowers down to second with no throw. His 12th steal of the season. 0-1 on Procession. And action out in the bullpen as Bryce Connolly is getting loose for the Rockhounds. 0-1. Procession fouls it straight back and he's behind in the count 0-2. Rough Riders with two in scoring position. First time it's happened all game. 0-2 on the way to breaking ball. Strike three called. Outside corner. Froze him on the back door, and it's the fifth strikeout for Jeff Criswell. Side comes to a close for the Riders. No runs on two hits. No errors. Two left on. Top seven up next. Riders a 1-0 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning, Rough Riders lead 1-0, and we're seeing a double-A debut out on the mound for Frisco. To tell you more about it for the play-by-play, here's Chris.
Yes, sir. We've got the left-hander, Mr. Tristan Polly, one of three new names to join the Rough Riders roster this week. Wasn't a long outing for Ty Tiedemann, came in for two outs, six. Helped close the line for Cody Bradford. What a start it was for him tonight. But now, in front of a Friday night, now holding at Riders Field, it's been a good environment. Tristan Polly making his double-A debut as the wind continues to blow across the diamond. Lefty-lefty, here's Kyle McCann. First pitch, I missed inside. One ball, no strikes. Just over 6,700 fans at Riders Field. 1-0, and that misses low. Now two balls, no strikes. Polly at 25 years old. 16th rounder in 2019 out of Indiana State. 2-0 pitch. Just a little low. Three balls, no strikes as Polly takes over to start the seventh. Rough Riders with the lone run coming in the bottom of the second. 3-0. There's a strike at 90 miles an hour from Polly. And it's now 3-1.
You mentioned Polly, one of the three new guys. He's the third one to pitch.
That's right. 3-1. Down and away. Scoop by Procession. A leadoff walk for the Rockhounds to begin the seventh inning. We saw Josh Smith and Joe Corbett on the same night. It was on Wednesday night. Had a chance to talk to Corbett before the ball game and just kind of gave some insight on what he said was a tough way to enter the double-A level. Said Joe to himself, welcome to double-A. Gave him a two-run homer. First pitch to Marty Bikina's in for a strike.
He said, well, the second batter I saw, he had a home run, and I was like, oh, man. Just a great personality, seems like.
Seems really well-grounded. Talked with Josh yesterday as well. He could say the same from Saline, Michigan. 0-1. Down and blocked by Procession. Counts even at one ball and one strike. I'll tell you a little more about Tristan Polly from Indianapolis, Indiana. He's got the long, curly brown hair flowing out. Little stubble with the beard-mustache combination. Top button undone and the gold chain. It's the left-hander working on an even count to Marty Bikina, the pitch. In there at 91. He's in the driver's seat, 1-2.
Polly out of Indiana State, pitched 4 years there. Really strong final year as well. 2.84 ERA in his 16 starts.
1-2. Chopper left side. Biggers to second for one. Hare to first. Double play. Leadoff walk for Polly is nixed, and he gets help from the Riders' defense behind him as they turn two.
Boy, what a great turn by Biggers. Got out of his hand really quickly. It is some of the fastest hands of the team. Right on the chest to Trey Hare, and that's an easy turn, even though Bikina runs very well. Isn't that nice to see? Leadoff walk. And base is clear now, two down.
Here's Shane Selman. First pitch. Chopper right back to Biggers. What a stab from third, and he throws to first in time. Tristan Polly getting treated to that double-A defense behind him. And he strides off the mound with some help by Jax Biggers at third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left aboard. And we're at the stretch on Friday night. 1-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 973 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Double A debut for Jeff Criswell has come to a close. Boy, he's been treated to some darn good pitching tonight. And he's relieved by the right-hander Bryce Conley in his 13th appearance. Enters with 19 Ks, 11 walks, and 16 innings. 5.63 earned run average for Bryce Conley, native of Alpharetta, Georgia, into Georgia State. Top of the order for Frisco, righty-lefty. J.P. Martinez turns one over behind the net. And it's no balls and a strike. Bottom of the seventh for the Rough Riders. They lead it 1-0. Conley sets the 0-1. Outside, even count.
Chris, we came into this game heralding the pitching matchup, but I don't think we could have expected this.
No, man.
One run over six innings for Criswell, 5 1/3 shutout from Bradford, 11 strikeouts.
One ball, one strike. Just outside, 2-1.
This has been a pitching matchup to the highest of extents. It has come to fruition. It's been a lot of fun to watch.
2-1 toss. Martinez shows bunt, pops it up. And the catcher, McCann, running towards the Rough Riders dugout, makes a glove-high catch. JP normally really good at laying a bunt down. And that one just skipped off the top of the pine. There's one gone.
Just dropped the bat head there as he was heading towards first. Popped it up, and that's an easy first out for Bryce Conley. Anytime you don't see JP Martinez on the base pass, that is a much easier time for any pitcher. He is running wild all season long, stole his 23rd base of the year earlier today.
Now here's Johnny Ornelas, first pitch missing for a called ball. It was almost inside and hit him. 1-0, righty-righty matchup with one gone. The toss home. That's in there, taken for strike one. It's easy to assume which pitcher is which, but looking at the scoreboard, but one of these guys tonight is going to unfortunately be assessed with the loss, with what we've seen. 1-1. Outer edge, it finds its own. Now 1-2 to Ornelas. One pitcher goes six innings, only one earned run, two walks, five Ks in his level debut. The other one, 11 Ks, one walk, scoreless, 5 1/3. Really tough. One of those guys have to walk away with a loss tonight. But the other one will be rewarded with a really, really strong start on Friday night. 1-2 to Ornelas. Laced in the air, a little bloop shot to right as Selman comes in and it drops in front of him. One out single for Johnny Ornelas, his third hit of the night. And a guy that feasts on three hit games.
Ornelas' six game hitting streak extended earlier today. And as you mentioned, those three hit games, that's now his 13th game this year with at least three hits. 11 three-hit games, 2 4-hit games. He has been a hit-em-in-bunches kind of guy.
Raises the stakes for Blaine Crim. First pitch, swing, and a for him tonight, a pair of pop-outs to the left side of the infield and a strikeout in the fifth.
How about this, Chris? 9 hits today for the Rough Riders. All of them have been singles except for the Trey Hare homer.
Conley, the 0-1, down and away and blocked by McCann on a backhanded stab. Even count, 1-1. That's good to see for a team that had as much power as they did in Amarillo. Sometimes you think that a team like that can be top-heavy. They can't do the base hits or the gap shots. Frisco finding the outfield grass tonight. Ornelas almost caught in a halfway stride to second. He slides back in as Conley with a really quick move to first. Still 1-1, 1 out. Bottom of the 7th inning at Riders Field. Frisco out hitting Midland 9-4, but it's a 1-0 lead. 1-1. Thought about from Cram. Outside, did he go? He did. Ray Patchen says yes on the attempt from Blaine Cram. It's now 1-2. College World Series action starting today in Omaha. Tell you those scores in a bit. Texas in action tonight. A&M went down earlier. 1-2. Tapper foul. Cram over top of one, and he stays alive. Still 1-2. Oklahoma and Texas A&M earlier today. Absolute fireworks in that one. 13-8 Sooners. Double elimination, though. So A&M not out of the picture yet. Notre Dame currently in front of the horns. 6-3, top 8. Irish in front. 1-2. Tapper that. Boy, did McCann hang on to that? That took a nasty cut off the bat of Blaine Cram, and McCann, the catcher, toppled over. Now sitting down behind home plate with his mask off, and I think Cram is still alive, 1-2.
Yeah, Cram ended up picking up the baseball, so that's why he couldn't find it. He had it in his hand.
Oof.
Yeah, I think that guy.
You mentioned tonight to Rockhounds broadcaster Bob Hartz. What a series it's been. What a game we've had. It's been slowly turning into just a really quality series, hoping the Rough Riders can get a win and even things up at 2 games apiece.
Yeah, 3-run game in game 1, 4-run game in game 2, 2-run game last night, and then it's a 1-run game right now. They've all been close. They've all been well played for the most part, even though Midland committed 4 errors yesterday. Still a close ball game.
Righty-righty. Conley to Cram. The 1-2. Down and away, it got away from McCann, and Ornelas can advance to second on a wild pitch. So a one-out single for the Rough Riders shortstop Ornelas. He was scattering over at first, and now advances to second on that wild pitch.
This is now 3 straight at-bats for Blaine Cram that he's hitting with a runner in scoring position. A pop-out and a strikeout in his last 2. Be big for him to come up with a base hit, extend this lead, give the Riders some breathing room.
Now no more double play ball. 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss for strike 3. Got him chasing outside at 78. And Bryce Conley with his first punch out of the night. 2 gone for Sandro Fabian. Middle of the order, 3-4 hitters in Cram and Fabian. It's been tough sledding. Now a combined 0-for-7 with 3 strikeouts after the Cram K ball. And Fabian bust up the skid. First pitch to him. Ripped down the third baseline. Foul towards the seats, and it clangs off an empty one and back into the playing surface. 0-1. Ornelas at second. Fabian trying to see if he can get him in motion. As the Rough Riders reliever Joe Corbett up and warming. 0-1. Down and stabbed by McCann. And the count evens, 1-1. He did say one more time this week he'd throw. Conley comes set from the right side. Ornelas dancing at second. The 1-1's turned over foul. The count now 1-2.
Talked about the struggles for Blaine Cram with runners in scoring position tonight. Rough Riders just 1-for-7 in RISP situations.
Rispies.
Rispies. It's like Rice Krispies.
Yeah. Conley, 1-2. Popped high in the air, left side of the outfield grass. Ironman, the shortstop, pointing it up. Bakina charging in. The left fielder makes the catch. Had to bend the knees and lower the glove just next to his left cheek, but he hauled it in. And that'll do it in the bottom of the seventh. No runs on a Johnny Ornelas base hit, his third of the night, but he's stranded at second base. 1-0. Low-scoring ball game on Friday night. We go to the eighth next.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The month of June be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're going to start the eighth inning. We'll pass things back over to Mr. Zach Bigley, Zach.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Tristan Pauly deals on in. It's a first pitch strike to Chase Calabweek, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders, a 1-0 advantage over the Midland Rockhounds here in the top of the eighth inning. 9-1-2, Calabweek, Schumann, and Davidson. Pauly's pitch. Slider slithers across the outside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. 1-for-2 day for Calabweek from the 9 spot. He's had a really good series. He's 5-for-10 with a home run. 0-2. Taken down low in the dirt. It's 1-2. Double-A debut for Tristan Pauly. Walked a batter in the 7th, got a double play behind him. He's ready from the stretch. The left-hander kicks and fires in. Just low and away. 2-2. Pauly, as we talked about, out of Indiana State. 4-year starter there, and he's worked out of the bullpen in the minor leagues. He's ready from the stretch, and he kicks it home. Ground ball out to third base in the shift. Jax Biggers near the shortstop position gobbles it up. And throws on to first to get Calabweek, one away. Top of the order for Max Schumann. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the eighth, one out. Fourth time throw, and that's going to do it for Pauly. Here comes Chad Comer out of the Rough Riders dugout. The acting manager after Jared Gettert was ejected. Riders bullpen down the third base side. He's going to get Joe Corbett. So one new guy hands off to another new guy. Corbett made his double-A debut just a few days ago on Wednesday. He comes back out in relief in a 1-0 ball game. Bases clear, one out in the eighth. Riders lead it on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Right. New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
With love.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
With the love.
Pitching change for the Rough Riders in the middle of the eighth inning. One out. Base is clear. Max Schumann up at the plate. 1-0 Frisco. They lead it on a solo home run by Trey Hare back in the second inning. And Joe Corbett takes over for Tristan Pauly. Tristan Pauly. Just one base runner allowed on a walk, though a double play, and he faces the minimum in an inning and a third. Right-hander, Joe Corbett offers in. Inside, he hits him on the very first pitch. Breaking ball crept out of his hand and hit him dead in the back. And a hit-by-pitch puts a runner aboard with one out for Logan Davidson. 1-0 Frisco, top of the eighth inning. Corbett came in and allowed a home run back on Wednesday in his debut. Corbett looks over at first base. He's ready from the stretch. And he delivers home to Davidson. The switch hitter takes high and outside with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. For Corbett, so four-seam slider and changeup. He hasn't always thrown that changeup. That's relatively new for him. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Down in the dirt, it misses, and it's two balls and no strikes. Runner at first. And Jordan Procession's going to go out and chat with Corbett. Jax Biggers goes out as well, and, well, the entire infield comes in also. Grant Wolfram was warming out in the bullpen earlier tonight. He's now doing some stretching in the Riders' pen. Four pitchers used today for Frisco. Cody Bradford got the start. He was brilliant. 5 1/3 shutout. Ty Tiedemann, 2/3. Tristan Pauly, an inning and a third. Now Joe Corbett. 2-0 on Davidson, who's 0-2 today, a couple strikeouts and a walk. This series, just one hit. He's 1-13, but he has walked four times. 2-0. Fastball strike at the thighs on the inside corner. Balls in one strike. Davidson would be a huge out if you could get it. J.J. Schwarz in the three spot is on deck. He's 1-3. Corbett readies in the 2-1 pitch on the way. Fouled away off to the left side, 2-2. The Rough Riders trying to sneak in the playoffs here down the stretch. And good news coming out of San Antonio. Amarillo leads 5-2 over the Missions. Here's the stretch, and the 2-2 pitch, runner goes, fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes as Schumann, who has 16 steals on the year, has to head back to first base. So Amarillo with that 5-2 lead over San Antonio. That's good news for the Rough Riders, because if they win today, they'll be able to gain a game on San Antonio. Ready from the stretch. Corbett the 2-2. Schumann takes off high and away. Throw to second. Not in time. It looked like it was close, and Schumann just got in there. 17th steal of the season. It's now 3-2 on Davidson and a runner in scoring position. Very close play at second.
Big pitch here for the right-hander. He does have first base open. And time call. Jordan Procession wanted to redo the signs. Riders catcher. One nothing Frisco, top of the eighth inning. Corbett, the 3-2. Swinging a foul at the plate. Still three balls, two strikes. A slider by the right-hander. The standings in the Texas League are very interesting. Right now, just need to hop San Antonio, where they are three games back. But they're technically four back. If they tie with San Antonio, San Antonio has the better winning percentage and they'd make the playoffs. So they need to hop over San Antonio. Makes tonight's game crucial. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup. Joe Corbett picks up the K. Two outs in the eighth inning, and J.J. Schwarz makes his way to the plate. Runner at second. 1-0. Frisco leads. So if Amarillo were to win it, they would still be one game behind the Rough Riders. Frisco cannot tie with San Antonio, even though they have the head-to-head over them because of the winning percentage thing, but they can't tie with Amarillo either because Amarillo has the head-to-head over Frisco. A lot of different scenarios here in the first half. First pitch. A high fly ball to right center field. Stowers back. He hasn't measured. He makes the catch. And a nice job by Joe Corbett. He hits the first batter he faces, but gets the next two. And it's still 1-0 Frisco. We go into the home half of the eighth inning. Rough Riders looking for some insurance. Return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Double token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders have the lead, but how about some insurance? They lead 1-0, and Trey Harrell started off for Frisco in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Rough Riders' lone run has come from this man. A solo home run is 12th of the season to tie the team high with Blaine Krim. Trey Hare, Kellen Strom, Jax Biggers against Bryce Connolly back out. Second inning of work. First pitch. High and outside. One ball, no strikes to Hare. So that lone run, the second inning home run by Hare. Rough Riders have had their opportunities, though. 1-0. He swings, sends it foul in the air left side. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Rough Riders have stranded seven runners, I should say, over their last four offensive innings. 1-1. Swing and a miss and a huge rip from Trey Hare. Loses his balance. And it's 1-2. And overall, the Rough Riders have stranded nine tonight on the base paths. Air back in from the left-handed batter's box. Base is clear. Nobody out. Starting the bottom half of the eighth inning. 1-0 Frisco. 1-2. Swing and a foul straight back. Still one ball, two strikes. A home run for Hare, tying Joe Rizzo for the most home runs in the Texas League in the month of June. We'll see Joe Rizzo and the Arkansas Travelers coming up next week as the Rough Riders travel to Arkansas. 1-2. Breaking ball just a bit outside. It's two balls and two strikes. See the Travs for the first time in just about a month. Seen them twice here at home. 2-2. A hard liner and a right down the line. Fair ball rolling into the corner. Hare around first. He's chugging for second. And he stops right there. Leadoff double for Trey Hare. His second extra base hit today. He has both of the Riders' extra base hits. Runner in scoring position to lead things off for the Rough Riders. Here's Kellen Strom. 1-0 Frisco. They have out-hit Midland 10-4 in this game. Kellen Strom, the right guy to have up in this situation. He's 3-for-3 tonight. He's in from the right side. Conley ready from the stretch. And he issues home. A bunt shown. Strom pulls back, takes down low and off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Strom's career high in hits, 4. He did it back on July 16th of last year. He's playing with High A Hickory. He has 3 hits tonight. The 1-0. A fly ball into shallow right field. Right at Selman, he comes in, makes the catch. Air bluffs a tag at second and stays right there. So Strom got a good piece of it, just too much air under it. He flies out to right field, one away, and here's Jax Biggers. Frisco leads 1-0, and they have another right-hander loosening in their pen. Looks like Nick Starr. And it is Starr, so he's set to come in the ninth inning. Rough Riders hoping to give him a few more runs to work with. They lead 1-0. Jax Biggers. The first pitch, down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. The Rough Riders have not been very good this year when they haven't scored runs. The pitching has been good in general, but when the Rough Riders score 3 or fewer runs, they're just 2-19 this year. Here's the right-hander Conley looking back towards second, the 1-0. Biggers grounds it left side. The shortstop, Ironman backhands, flips onto first, and he got him. What a spectacular play by Jeremy Ironman. Deep in the hole at short, a backhanded stop. While his momentum was carrying him towards left field, he threw onto first, and he just gets Jax Biggers for the out. Boy, what a play. Doesn't get much better from the shortstop position. Trey Hare to third, 2 outs now, and here's Josh Stowers. Stowers 1-for-3 with a single into right field back in the sixth. Runner at third, 2 outs, 1-0 Frisco. The pitch on the way. Stowers cuts and misses on a fastball at 95 down the heart of the plate. It's 0-1. Rough Riders have had 3 shutouts this year on the pitching side of things. 0-1 on the way. A swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. But when they score one run, they're 0-5. Haven't won 1-0 this year. They are dead even in one-run games this season, 7-7. 0-2. Slips low of the zone, and it's one ball, two strikes to Stowers. Hitting in the eighth spot for the Rough Riders. 1-0 advantage. Bottom of the eighth inning, runner at third. Outfield shallow. Infield back into pole. 1-2 to Stowers. Breaking ball infield. Schumann, the second baseman, under it. On the infield dirt, he makes the catch. And the side comes to a close for Frisco in the eighth. We go to the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders leading 1-0. And Nick Starr comes out of the bullpen to try and lock this baby down. Stick with us. Should be a fun finish when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders leading 1-0 over Midland, and Nick Starr is on the mound for Frisco. Starr has been dynamite out of the bullpen this season for the Rough Riders. The Lone Star spotlight here in the ballpark today, looking to lock this baby down. 25 years old, 6'3", 225-pounder out of Memphis, Tennessee. Grew up in Arkansas. And he faces Jordan Diaz to start it off. First pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Three hops picked by Ornelas at short. On the run. Throws to first, and he got him. First pitch cutter, and he gets the ground out. One away. Jeremy Ironman stands in now. Nick Starr this year, 1-1. With a 2.45 ERA. He's 2-for-3 in save opportunities. Opponents are hitting a measly 192 against the right-hander. Closed off from the stretch. And the first pitch to Ironman. Pass ball just inside. One ball, no strikes. Ironman 0-for-3 today with a couple strikeouts. Nick Starr had been a fastball, curveball kind of guy out of the bullpen. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-0. He pours in a curve low, and it's two balls, no strikes. And in his words, he said, "I feel like I was giving up a few too many home runs." 11 home runs last year in his 29 outings. So he started tinkering with the cutter. The pitch, a high pop-up right side. That one drifts out of play. Back behind home, and it's two balls and one strike. And now he says he can't get enough of it. Said he's fallen in love with it so much, he's kind of lost the feel for his curveball at times. And he's mostly been fastball cutter, but predominantly a cutter fist first pitcher. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him, and it's 2-2. He deals here with the bases clear. 1-0 Frisco, top of the ninth inning, and 2-2 on Ironman. One out. He's ready from the stretch. And the 2-2. Fly ball hitting the deep left center field. Stowers back near the warning track. He's under it. He makes the catch. Two outs. Boy, off the bat, thought that might be a little bit dangerous. Okay. Oh, the warning track. 6,704 here at Riders Field getting loud. Kyle McCann, the last hope for Midland. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning, the pitch. McCann, a rip and a miss, and a 97-mile-an-hour fastball up in the zone, 0-1. McCann lost his balance trying to send that one to the moon. No balls and one strike. Pull side shift on the infield for the Riders defense. 0-1. Swing and a miss at 98 miles an hour. 0-2, and the Riders are one strike away from a 1-0 victory. They're getting loud here at Riders Field. 0-2 on McCann.
Here she comes, high and inside. 97 on the gun, one ball and two strikes. Star ready from the stretch. Glove at the belt, the 1-2. He got him swinging. Rough Riders win a thrilling ball game, 1-0. Nick Star with his third save of the season, and the Rough Riders are back up above 500 at 31-30, a crucial victory in the first half playoff race. What a job by this pitching staff tonight. Cody Bradford, 5 1/3. Ty Tiedemann, 2/3 of an inning. Tristan Pauly, an inning and a third. And Joe Corbett, 2/3 of an inning before Nick Star picks up the save with a clean ninth. Riders win it. Final score, 1-0. Chris Jared will have the postgame show, actually. I'll take it for you when we come back. Rough Riders victorious here tonight. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a car. And the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Inside Riders Field, fans getting ready for postgame fireworks. Rough Riders treating them to a 1-0 victory. A Trey Hare solo home run, the only thing the Rough Riders needed on the offensive side tonight as they get a wonderful performance from five gentlemen out of the bullpen. Cody Bradford, brilliant in his start, 5 1/3 innings, shutout baseball. 11 strikeouts, the most by any Rough Riders pitcher this year. Ty Tiedemann followed with 2/3 of an inning. Tristan Pauly went an inning and a third. In his AA debut, Joe Corbett, 2/3 of an inning with a strikeout, and then Nick Star, a clean 1-2-3 ninth inning, striking out Kyle McCann to end the ballgame. The Rough Riders with the win, they go to 31-30. And as we talked about earlier, the big thing we're watching is that Amarillo San Antonio to 2 in the top of the ninth inning in that one. So still going to keep a very close eye on it to make sure San Antonio doesn't come back in that ballgame. And we'll be sure to give you the full Texas League scoreboard and more coming up in our next segment. Final line scores for both sides. The Rough Riders with one run on 10 hits tonight. They finished just 1-4-11 with runners in scoring position. And overall, they strand 10 on the base pass. Rockhounds, no runs on 4 hits, no errors. They stranded 6. The win today, much deserved, to Cody Bradford. And he goes to 5-3 on the season. A tough loss for Jeff Criswell in his AA debut. He pitched really well. A quality start in his own right. He goes to 0-1. And Nick Star with that third save of the season in today's ballgame. The Rough Riders, they win it. Their first 1-0 victory on the season. They're now 8-7 in one-run ballgames on the year. And this one was really, really fun from Riders Field. We'll take a break, come back, give you the scores around the Texas League. The Rangers organization, tell you what happened out in Detroit with the Texas Rangers as well. That was a really fun ball game if you're a Rangers fan.
And not so much if you're a Detroit Tigers fan. We'll tell you more when we come back. Rough Riders, a 1-0 victory against the Rockhounds. We'll make sure to set up that pitching matchup for you tomorrow as well. And another 7:05 first pitch here at Riders Field. Stick around with us here on our post-game coverage after a Riders victory on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back into Riders Field one final time on this Friday night. The Rough Riders win a thrilling ball game over the Rockhounds, 1-0, hanging on down the stretch after Trey Hare provided the only offense with a solo home run in the second. Zach Bigley back with you. And Chris Jarrett alongside me as well here on the post-game coverage. Let's take a look around the Texas League scoreboard. The Rough Riders needing some losses ahead of them and behind them, quite frankly, here with now after tonight has been concluded. There are eight games remaining in the first half. Two more games here in this series and then six more on the road against Arkansas. And the first half is kaput at that point. The big game, Amarillo and San Antonio. It's now 5-3 as San Antonio has homered a solo home run by Domingo Leyba in the bottom half of the ninth inning to make that a two-run ball game as things get just a little bit more dicey. Oh, my goodness. San Antonio now trailing by two against that Amarillo bullpen that's really struggled this year. We'll see if that one gets to a final score by the time we're done on the air tonight. The finals from around the Texas League, us and Tulsa taking down Wichita 5-0 at home at One Oak Field. And then a couple games still going on as well. Arkansas, they're laying the hammer down on Northwest Arkansas 13-2 at our best ballpark. That game's in the top of the ninth inning. And Corpus Christi, an 11-7 advantage over Springfield. That's in the top half of the eighth inning at Hammonds Field in Missouri. As for the Texas Rangers organization at the Big League Club, what a win it was for Texas. They take down Detroit on the road 7-0. Jonah Heim had himself a huge game, an RBI double and a home run as well. Ezekiel Duran, former Rough Rider, picked up a hit in a 1-for-5 performance, but really good pitching by John Gray. 7 shutout innings, only allowing 5 base runners on 5 hits. He struck out 6. And then a couple good pitching performances out of the bullpen as well. Brett Martin and Garrett Richards each with a scoreless inning. And that shutout victory for the Rangers. At the AAA level, Round Rock a 6-3 deficit in the top of the ninth inning. Fagerland Space Cowboys. And the Rough Riders seeing a few more guys graduate up to that level. We mentioned Cole Reagans was brilliant yesterday in his AAA debut. 7 innings allowing just 2 runs, 8 strikeouts, no walks for Cole Reagans in that game yesterday. And it was a really cool performance to see him have at the AAA level. As for High A Hickory, they win in a shutout as well. They blank Greenville, the Red Sox affiliate, and a couple home runs on the offensive side for Hickory. As Capers and Easley go yard, it's Jace Capers and Scott Capers, I should say, and Jace Easley go yard for Hickory. And down east, they win it as well, 3-1 over Lynchburg, the low A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. At the low A level, they win it 3-1. So if Round Rock can come back at home, that'll be an organizational sweep all across the board for the Texas Rangers. Tomorrow should be a really fun pitching matchup. We talked about this pitching matchup tonight being awesome, and it certainly was a 1-0 ball game. But hey, we get to see Jack Leiter on the mound tomorrow a Saturday start for him. He's 2-5 with a 5.75 ERA, but he has been flat out brilliant at times, especially here at home where he has been even better than he has been on the road. Matt Milburn goes on the other side for the Midland Rockhounds, 3-4 with a 6.31 ERA this season, and it should be a very entertaining ball game on a Saturday. We hope to see you out here. It's Whataburger Food Bank night here at the ballpark, in addition to Skylit Saturday, so we'll have post-game fireworks just like we'll have here tonight, as the fans out here at Riders Field are piling down onto the grass in the outfield and getting set for our fireworks display. That's going to do it for us here on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made things possible. For all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders, for my partner Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. Rough Riders win it, a 1-0 final over the Midland Rockhounds here in Game 4 of the series to tie the series at 2 games apiece before the Rough Riders take on at first pitch tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6:45 for the pregame show, so we hope you can join us as we'll get you part 2 of that interview with Joe Corbett, that Chris was able to catch up with him earlier today. Again, the Rough Riders win 1-0 tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.